أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يحاجون في الله من بعد ما استجيب له حجتهم داحضة عند ربهم وعليهم غضب ولهم عذاب شديد. الله الذي أنزل الكتاب بالحق والميزان وما يدريك لعل الساعة قريب. يستعجل بها الذين لا يؤمنون بها والذين آمنوا مشفقون منها ويعلمون أنها الحق. ألا إن الذين يمارون في الساعة لفي ضلال بعيد. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the deen of Allah that is one from the time of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam of the past. And in the last verse that we discussed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 instructions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the importance of inviting towards deen and remaining steadfast. Allah says here, وَالَّذِينَ يُحَاجُّونَ فِي اللَّهِ مِن بَعْدِ مَسْتُجِيبَ لَهِ. Those people who argue regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Allah has been accepted. In other words, people have responded to the call of Islam. Many have accepted the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some had applied their minds, their intelligence. They realized that Tawheed is the only way and they had brought Iman. Others who were invited, hesitated, pondered, and then they brought Iman. And many had brought Iman for different reasons. But all was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حُجَّتُهُمْ دَاحِضَةٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. So those who argue after this happened, then obviously their arguments are null and void. Their arguments are baseless and absolutely false. When people, insan, accepted the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that shows that this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in itself is truth. This deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true deen. So now the arguments of those who do not accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be absolutely true. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the arguments of those who go against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their arguments will be baseless. And even if nobody accepted the deen of Allah, even those that argue about this deen and against this deen, yet it will be baseless. وَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Upon them will be the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for them is a painful and a severe punishment. Allah الذي أنزل الكتاب بالحق والميزان. Allah is that being, Allah is that Zat that revealed the Kitab, that is the Qur'an Kareem, بالحق, with the truth. The Qur'an has been revealed with the true religion. Every aspect of this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth. And then Allah says, wal mizan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the mizan. Mizan means the balance, the scale. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the mizan, and this makes reference to different aspects. One is, balanced is this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we look at this deen from morning to evening, from the beginning to the end, any aspect we look at it, and no matter how and which way we look at it, we will find that there is absolute and total balance. Secondly, the huquq and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also balanced. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also refers to the huquq and the rights of others. That when we take our rights from others, then also we cannot take more than what is due to us. And when we give our rights, we cannot give less than what we have to give. In other words, everything else is balanced. If you look at it in another aspect, intellectually also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has balanced this deen. And then if you look at it from a spiritual point of view, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has balanced this deen. And in every way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has balanced this deen in true and real moderation. So here the word al-mizan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses, refers to all these various different aspects of it. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ قَرِيبٌ. And what can explain to you that perhaps as-sa'a, the hour, the day of Qiyamah is close. As has been said and has been explained in different ways by different ulama-i kiram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about qiyamah being close, absolutely close. Iqtarabati sa'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the life of man on the one hand, that we, none of us know when we are going to leave this world. And as soon as we leave this world, our a'mal, the doors of actions have closed. And obviously then it is our qiyamah that has begun. So qiyamah is absolutely close for each and every person. And this is the response that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made to the Quraysh of Makkah, the polytheists, the kuffar, when they would mockingly ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is qiyamah? In other words, showing out the belief that there is no qiyamah. يَسْتَعْجِلُ بِهَا الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهَا. They used to say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let qiyamah come now, bring it closer. So they used to seek that qiyamah becomes closer to them, but they did not believe in qiyamah. They did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مُشْفِقُونَ مِنْهَا. Those who have brought iman, they have a fear and awe for the day of qiyamah. Why do they have a fear and an awe for the day of qiyamah? Because they realize that we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They realize that there is going to be hisab and kitab. They realize that there is going to be the absolute truth that is going to come out. There is no hiding. There is no lying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the one chance and one opportunity of eternal success. Either Jannah, either Jahannam. So they have the total realization of all this. And that is why there is a fear and an awe in their hearts for the day of Qiyamah. On the other hand, it does not mean that those Arif Billah, those great pious, saintly personalities that are waiting to leave this world, are waiting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not within the confines of this verse, but they have now reached that stage that they have the great love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have also a form of awe in their hearts and a form of enthusiasm to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهَا الْحَقَّ. They know that is the absolute truth. It is going to happen. There is no lie with regards qiyamah. أَلَا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُمَارُونَ فِي السَّاعَةِ لَفِي ظَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. Listen, those who argue with regards to qiyamah, they can carry on arguing. The truth is that qiyamah is going to come. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَفِي ظَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. They are in a far-fetched deviation. In other words, they are far away from the truth. And in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this way, Allah ta'ala calls us to apply our minds, that whether one argues about the truth of Allah, whether one argues otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Whether one argues whether qiyamah is going to take place or not, qiyamah is going to take place. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that we need to affirm our iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.